Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hey, history fans. Here's a rerun for today, brought to you by Tracy V. Wilson.
Welcome to this day in history class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History Class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy B. Wilson and it's December 3rd. The trial of Kenya's Kapenguria Six began on this day in 1952. These were six political activists who were arrested under the grounds that they were members of the Mau Mau political movement against British colonial rule in Kenya. Britain's colonial involvement in Kenya went back to 1895, when that part of Africa became part of Britain's East African Protectorate. This was during Europe's scramble for Africa, when basically Europe divided up as much of Africa as possible amongst themselves without asking any Africans about it. In 1920, Britain formally declared that Kenya was a crown colony. So all of this placed Kenya under a white minority government, and that led to widespread poverty and racism and oppression. And resistance to colonial rule started almost immediately. The East Africa Association formed in 1921, the year after Britain formally declared that Kenya was a crown colony. A man named Jomo Kenyatta, who was one of the Kapenguria Six, was involved almost from the start of this. He joined the East Africa Association in 1922. He continued to work with a series of independence organizations as they disbanded and reformed and started over with new groups over the next several years. Sometimes these were because of internal changes. Sometimes it was because Britain had outlawed a particular organization and they had to start over. He also traveled through Europe and studied in England. A lot of these first organizations were focused on some constitutional reforms, but as time passed, with seemingly no progress being made, many younger and more radical members started to splinter off, and the Mau Mau movement was formed in 1942. It was formed when four Kenyan tribes came together and took an oath to secretly fight against British rule. This was a militant movement. It advocated violent resistance to the British rule of Kenya, and their tactics included sabotage and assassination. So by the 1950s, the British government had outlawed the movement. But that didn't make the movement disappear, and 1952 saw the Mau Mau uprising. That led to a massive military engagement between the British Army and members of the movement. The Mau Mau faced devastating losses, and members were imprisoned during this time. They reported horrifying conditions, including torture and abuse. In October of 1952, following that uprising, Kenyatta and five other leaders were arrested on the grounds that they had been directing this outlawed movement, and hundreds of other people had been arrested as well. At the time, Kenyatta was actually leading the Kenyan African Union. They were all taken to Kapenguria because it was a very remote location that authorities thought would be secure enough that the other members of the Mau Mau movement couldn't break them out. These six men were placed on trial from December 1952 until April 1953. Although the British colonial government was approaching this as a criminal matter, to a lot of the rest of the world, it really looked like a political trial. They were all found guilty. They were sentenced to 7 years in prison with hard labor. Over the next decade, the British colonial government gradually started shifting Kenya toward rule by its African majority rather than having a white minority government. Kenyatta was released from prison in 1961, and then he became one of the negotiators in a conference in London in 1962. That conference ultimately led to Kenya's independence from Britain. A political party called the Kenya African National Union won the first election, which had actually taken place before independence while Kenyatta was still in prison. He had been elected the first party president, even though he was still imprisoned at the time. Then after Kenya formally became independent on December 12, 1963, Kenyatta became its first prime minister and later became Kenya's first president. In 2013, it was announced that Kenyans who had been tortured by colonial forces during the Mau Mau uprising would receive payouts totaling £20 million. Thanks to Christopher Hasiotis for his research work on today's show and to Casey Pegram and Chandler Mays for their audio work on this podcast. You can subscribe to the Stay in History class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Tune in tomorrow for The Birth of a Poet.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.